kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get big deals for days at Target's long weekend sale.
Let's go.
Like 20% off denim, tees, dresses, and shoes for the family. Then round out your barbecue with Doritos and Ruffles party-sized chips. They're on sale two for $7. Or get 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy three with Target Circle. And save even more. Find new lower prices on many grocery and household items you love today and every day. Target's long weekend sale ends Monday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A staffer broke their arm. A reporter got a bloody nose. They were riding in vehicles that were part of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's motorcade that was involved in a multi-vehicle crash today in Milwaukee. The Democratic vice presidential nominee and his wife were not hurt. Vice President Harris will be in Pittsburgh this evening to take part in a Labor Day parade with President Biden. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responding to demands from protesters to do more to reach a hostage deal and ceasefire with Hamas.
We're out to destroy the military capabilities of Hamas and the governing capabilities of Hamas, and we're well on our way to achieving both. That is total victory.
The demands have been increasing since the IDF recovered the bodies of six hostages in a Gaza tunnel. The NYPD is on alert after five people were shot along the route of today's New York Caribbean Carnival parade. This is ABC News. Public. San Francisco prosecutors expected to file charges against a 17-year-old accused of shooting 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall during a botched robbery attempt.
According to 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall's mother posting on social media, the bullet went in her son's chest and out his back. Stanford professor Dr. Dean Winslow, who deployed to the Middle East six times after 9/11 as a flight surgeon, says Pearsall is extremely lucky that bullet didn't hit any vital organs.
Frankly, this football player was very lucky.
He says that type of bullet wound was common in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan and was often deadly. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pearsall is out of the hospital and recovering. Google's adding a new election safeguard to its platforms. YouTube will display candidate profiles and Google Search will offer voter resources. The safeguards will also ensure AI-generated content's accurate. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
My son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and notebooks.
With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find low prices on tons of school supplies and all in stock.
Now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Staples has everything for school in stock and priced low. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 9/14, in-store only, limit 10 while supplies last.
Macy's Labor Day sale is going on now with limited time end of summer specials like great deals on back to school looks. And shop our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses and more 15 to 65% off. Or use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off even more great deals. Star Rewards members can earn faster during Star Money bonus days at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/Star Money. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high to the upper 70s and a touch breezy. Sunshine and a high in the low 80s Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night into Thursday.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlen. The Democratic Party nominee for vice president spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz addressed a pro-union crowd at Labor Fest at the Summerfest grounds on Milwaukee's lakefront. Walz encouraged his supporters to work hard for the election of Vice President Kamala Harris. On the way to Walz's appearance at Labor Fest, several people were injured when vehicles in the motorcade for Governor Walz collided. Crash between campaign and press vehicles led to two people being hospitalized. That included a campaign staffer who suffered a broken arm. Walz and his wife Gwen weren't harmed. And former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign is scheduled to rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Trump's visit will come a couple days after President Joe Biden's campaign stop for Vice President Harris Thursday in southwest Wisconsin. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Briscoe breaks through under pressure. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Chase Briscoe will run for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series Championship after securing a last-chance playoff berth with a victory in Sunday's 75th anniversary of the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway. The Stewart Haas Racing pilot rose to the occasion under the enormous weight of a must-win situation.
I feel like I definitely run better under heavy pressure for whatever reason. Like, I've just always been like that. I'm, like, emotional. Everybody knows that. I started tearing up in the car thinking about, like, how much was riding on my shoulders at that point. But, yeah, I love that stuff. Like, I love the Game 7 heavy pressure moment. Like, I just feel like I do a lot better under those situations than not having a lot of pressure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. It's officially September, and some hunting seasons are already underway in Wisconsin. I'll share some upcoming opening dates when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to prepare for the opening of several hunting seasons this month. Hunters can once again head to the Badger State's wild places as these seasons open across the state. There are 6 dates throughout September when seasons open. Hunters are encouraged to double-check those dates and make sure they've acquired all the necessary licenses and stamps before going out for a hunt. Yesterday, September 1st, hunting began for early Canada geese, early teal, mourning dove, rails, and snipe. This Wednesday, September 4th, the first of the big game hunting seasons kicks off with the black bear opener. Next Saturday, September 14th, is the big opener. That's when the white-tailed deer archery season begins, as well as cottontail rabbit in the northern zone, rough grouse in zone A, and squirrels statewide. Monday, September 16th is the regular goose opener. Then Saturday, September 21st is the duck opener in the northern zone, as well as the woodcock opener. The southern zone duck season kicks off a week later on Saturday, September 28th. Visit the Public Access Lands webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov for a list of public lands open to hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want to plan you're happy with. You can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Jackson Churio clubbed a grand slam, and Willie Adames added a three-run shot. Brewers have extended their lead to 9-3 over the Cardinals at AmFam Field this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddy Peralta in line for his 10th win of the season. Brewers shortstop Willie Adames extending his home run streak to 5 games to tie a team record. He gave the Brewers that 3-0 lead in the first with a three-run homer. It's the 29th of the season for Adames. On his 29th birthday, he also tied Ken Griffey Jr. with the most three-run home runs in a single season with 13. Volleyball Badgers wrap up the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase. They take on Stanford at Fiserv Forum this afternoon. The Packers wrapped up another practice today. They will work again tomorrow before heading to Brazil to open the season Friday night against the Eagles. And the Badgers also kicked off their practice week today. They will host South Dakota at Camp Randall on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high to the upper 70s and a touch breezy. Sunshine and a high in the low 80s Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night into Thursday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and joining us on today's program is Craig Turner. He is with StoneX and joins us for today's program. Craig, thanks for joining us here today. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the grains. And boy, you know, the soybean trade did trade both sides of unchanged early on. Kind of felt like it got drug up here, but we did end higher in corn, soybeans, and wheat. First of all, just give us your comments on the trade for the day today. What did it feel like here at the end of August?
Yeah, so listen, towards the end of August, we usually have selling pressure, and it alleviates by first notice day, which is today. So anything that had to be priced on basis and DP contracts are done. So you usually expect a little bit of a rally right at the end of August and then into September here, and we're getting that. It's nice to see corn, soybeans, and wheat all above the 20-day moving average now in the front months. And I'd say the biggest positive that I saw, my biggest takeaway for this week, is the open interest in corn really coming down. It started coming down pretty significantly in the beginning of the week. I want to say at the close or after yesterday's trading, it may have come down like 30,000 contracts. And what that means is the funds are not only listing their shorts and coming out of September, they're not choosing to go into the new crop year, but they're not reestablishing those shorts in December. So that's, and I wouldn't either. I mean, we've got a 2 billion carryout. That's not that burdensome. I mean, a 2 billion carryout back in 2019 would suggest, you know, 330 harvest lows. You throw on 20% to 330. That's 395, right? If you're going to assume 20% inflation over the past 5 years. So if I'm a fund manager, I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, I've hit my target. There's no reason to be this bearish anymore. Let's start lifting all these shorts and we don't need to reestablish them. So that's probably the biggest note that I have coming out of this week.
All right. Well, let's expand on that a little bit more, and maybe you can focus on corn first of all, because you said the view for corn is improving. What is the market looking at to maybe have that sentiment?
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, we're talking about a 2 billion carryout, right? We're not talking 2.5 or 3 billion. In the new year, when we start talking about the next year's crop, but I'm a fund manager, I'm looking at this and saying to myself, well, exports going to start to pick up. Maybe corn yields could, with the finishing weather there here, we wouldn't be shocked if the yields either steadied out or even came down a little bit, regardless of what it is. To go from 2 billion carryout to 1.5, which is a 10% stocks usage, which is where you start price rationing corn heavily, isn't that far away. So what everyone needs to remember is when we are below cost of production, we tend to plant 88 to 89 million acres of corn. When I look at that number for next year and I just assume a trend line yield, we're drawing down on stocks year over year from 2 billion to 1.7. If the market just even thinks we're at a high 170 next year, all of a sudden we're at a 1.5 billion carryout and we got to start price rationing and corn has to go over $5. So if I'm a fund manager, I'm looking at that. I'm like, do I want to be short? I don't have to be long, but do I want to be short? Do I want to be neutral? Because like I said, for the first time in a while, when we do our projections, we're showing a neutral market to a potential bullish market. And I would just like to add, the old 350 to 425 market, from, let's say, during the ethanol era, you add on 20% inflation, and that's really a $4 to $5.30 market. And here we are with new crop at 430 for these 25. December here is flirting around $4. Just in terms of supply and demand analysis with respect to inflation, we're just cheap here on the corn market.
When you put all of those things together, and I'm just, it's obviously tough to try and predict what the funds are going to do, right? But, just the situation that we're in, you think they're going to come out of those short positions over a long period of time? Or in this situation, is it pretty quick and it's something that producers really have to watch for? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, because there is a lot, I think the funds will also, they're sophisticated. They are going to want to buy back when the selling is coming in, right? Like you don't want to be buying back all this grain and you don't have a whole lot of natural sellers. So you had a whole lot of natural sellers, during August, which is why we've seen the open interest go down. You also see a whole lot of natural sellers in mid-September through early October as grain is, comes off the combine, it's being sold, it might not be stored, maybe you had more than you thought, and you're going to sell that at the elevator. Funds know that too, right? So when the farmer's selling the grain, the elevator has to turn around and sell the futures because we probably don't have a buyer yet on the cash side. And then basically the funds are coming in and they're buying that. So I think we'll continue to see the funds come out of their short position. The fact that they could come out of probably about 30,000. I'm going to guess we won't know until next week about the commitment of traders report or what happened at the end of this week. But just from the price action alone and the open interest, I would say they came out of 20, 30, 40,000 contracts just this week alone. So it takes a while for them to work out of a short position, but I bet they do it by September and October here.
All right. Very quickly, first notice day, I don't think there were very many deliveries against. Is that significant?
I don't think so. I don't know what's really going to happen here is we are in the next 4 to 6 week period of consolidation, the market's figuring out how big this crop is. And once we get to the end of September, we can start basically harvest pressure will start to come down. We can focus on South American weather potential. Exports are going to be coming in. I don't think deliveries is going to be as big of an impact.
All right, very good. Again, we're taking time on today's Channel Final Bell as we're visiting with Craig Turner at StoneX. Stay tuned. Part two of the Channel Final Bell is coming up next. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and Technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, we're joined by Craig Turner from StoneX in wrapping up today's markets, and not only for the week, but for the month as well, and for the marketing year for that matter. We come back next week, and we're in a new marketing year, at least from what USDA tells us. We spent a lot of time on corn last segment. Let's go over to soybeans. It looked like beans wanted to trade lower early on. They actually ended higher, 6 to almost 9 cents in some cases. What are the storylines in soybeans these days, Craig?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have seen selling pressure in the bean market earlier today. Some of it was from South America. The thing is, as we got towards the end of the day, I think we saw some fund covering. You know, there is a short seasonal bullishness that happens at the end of August into the first week of September. We also had the long weekend coming up, and you see a little short covering there. We have China coming in and buying some grain. And you actually, I think, bring up a good point of basically new crop, expectations for new crop exports. Now that we are leaving old crop, everything's new crop now for the most part on the marketing year, that hopefully things start to pick up. They usually do as soon as we get into harvest or close to it, starting to see signs of that. And soybeans here got over the 20-day moving average for the first time in a while. And again, when we talk about inflation, like when I see 960 soybeans, in my mind, that's $8 from 5 to 10 years ago, right? And I know we're at a 550 carryout, and if some of these yields you see being thrown around, 54, 55 nationally, could blow up ending stocks to 600. And I know we've got a big South American crop, but there's only two regions of the world that really grow soybeans, and the expectation, and we're going to be, the United States is going to be really the only game in town for at least a few months. So there is this expectation after being behind on exports and, really needing to see some demand come through that's going to come through now. And also beans are very competitive on the global export market.
So you made a mention talking about the seasonals, because usually this time of year, right, it's the harvest lows. We're preparing for the market to try and bottom out here. You made mention before we went on the air that the seasonals are starting to look a little bit better. Can you elaborate on why is that?
Yeah, what I was saying is basically, like, usually what happens in this, like, long-term seasonally, you just basically sell off from the 4th of July all the way to the last week in September. But during the way, there's little blips of positivity. One of them is at the end of August into the first week of September, where even though you're still in the overall bearish seasonal trend, you can get a little pop. And you usually get a little pop because the first notice day selling pressure ends and there's no one left to sell, right? And there's usually no one left to sell for a couple of weeks. So sometimes you can get a little bit of a bounce at the end of August into September before the real main part of harvest pressure kind of drives the market down into late September, early October. So you get a little bit of a bullish period right at like the first notice day or the day before first notice day. So in this case, it would be August 29th. And you can tend to see a little bit of a pop there, which we tend to, as that's selling. And it really has a lot to do with the selling pressure subsiding and kind of not as many sellers left in the market, and then the funds pulling off their position that they've probably been building all summer.
Yeah. What about over on small grains? All three wheats higher today.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one thing about the wheat market, we are as tight as we've had been since 2007 on the major exporter market. So that's really where wheat prices are set on the export market. It's it's a massive crop that's traded throughout the world. And we haven't been this tight since 2007. I would say since the Black Sea War, every year with those high prices, we've been able to add to stocks for all the major grain and oil seed markets on the export market, except for wheat. And it really is probably the long lasting effect of that Russian Ukraine war is how we just can't get back to those levels, those pre-war levels. Well, we have been able to with corn, with soybeans, or actually any of the oil seeds. So wheat here, we're kind of at a tipping point. And when you take a look at if the rest of the world is going to run, you know, it's very tight on exportable wheat, it has to come to the United States, which is the world's residual supplier of grain and oilseeds. I think the funds know that. We're starting to come out of a seasonal period. And if I'm a fund trader and I start to see any kind of meaningful demand come back to the wheat market here in the United States, what it's telling me is we have shortages on the global export market. There's a reason to buy and get long. And I'd be going from neutral, I'd be going to long in that situation. So we're getting to a point here where wheat is just at a very good value.
Very quickly, Craig, if folks would like to follow along with what you guys are doing at StoneX, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can check out my webinar series at grainsandoilseeds.com. That's both plural. Or you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Corn, Wheat, Soy.
Craig Turner with StoneX joining us on today's program. Again, a reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss and might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Husker Harvest Days, coming September 10th, 11th, and 12th in Grand Island, Nebraska. The crowds were huge in Boone, Iowa last week for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. Between new equipment, politicians, and outstanding pie, there was something for everyone this year on the grounds. I'll be back with more after this. It's hard to believe, but Husker Harvest Days is just 1 week away. The world's largest totally irrigated farm show will be bringing the latest in agriculture technology to Grand Island, Nebraska next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's September 10th, 11th, and 12th. This year's show will feature an expanded focus on the cattle industry. Beef Magazine is ramping up the livestock offerings in the Beef Showcase with engaging sessions on topics like cattle handling and marketing every day. The field demonstrations will also be a must-see. Combines will be harvesting corn twice per day, and grain drying, tillage, and haying demonstrations will also be taking place on the grounds. This year, more than 500 exhibitors will be set up, showing off the latest and greatest in ag technology, with a focus on irrigation and other tools specifically for growers across the High Plains. Make your plans now and get free admission with registration at HuskerHarvestDays.com. I look forward to seeing you in Grand Island next week. Yes, last week was a busy one for the tens of thousands of farmers, exhibitors, politicians, and media who converged on the Farm Progress Show grounds outside of Boone, Iowa. I had the honor of hosting several events with Max Armstrong in the hospitality tent, and we both appreciated the many listeners and viewers who stopped by to say hello. Thank you all so much for coming up and talking to us. Beyond the personal connections, however, there was an excellent lineup of equipment and technology on display. Case IH celebrated 2024 as the year of the combine with the release of both the AF9 and AF10 combines at the show, and they were running in the field demonstrations along with machines from manufacturers like Fendt, John Deere, and Lexion. The corn crop was coming out of the field at about 25% moisture, and yields were estimated between 200 and 225 bushels an acre, giving farmers a good opportunity to see real-world performance. At one point, in fact, there were 13 combines running in one field, and it was quite a sight to see. The Boone County cattlemen were set up selling ribeye sandwiches to raise funds, and conveniently, they were just down the street from the Iowa Pie Lady, whose homemade pies and ice cream from hit-and-miss engines are always a repeat stop for me. Several politicians were on hand to talk about agriculture policy, including three of Iowa's congressional representatives and chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson. During their policy discussion, Chairman Thompson said his goal is to have the full House vote on the farm bill before the end of September, though he reminded the crowd that it will take quite a push.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack also addressed the crowd in the hospitality tent, starting his presentation with the announcement of $35 million in funding to expand fertilizer production in the Midwest. He went on to discuss the challenges created by the H5N1 avian flu virus and added that the first vaccine candidate for the virus in cattle has been authorized for initial testing. Over the next week, keep an eye on farmprogress.com for stories from the show, and be sure to check out the editor's picks for best products. Lots of innovation on display again this year. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With the 2024 Farm Progress Show now in the rearview mirror, the team here at Farm Progress is getting ready for Husker Harvest Days, which kicks off next Tuesday in Grand Island, Nebraska. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Husker Harvest Days, and you can still get free admission to Husker with registration at huskerharvestdays.com. You'll also find a map of the grounds and a list of exhibitors to help plan your trip. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, not as cool, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high to the upper 70s and a touch breezy. Sunshine and a high in the low 80s Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night into Thursday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Still read his words of love in John Deere.
baby, what's your status? And tell me, are you trying to keep it? Well, they can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention? If you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take, on your kiss, on your time, boy, I'm calling dibs. On your hand, on your heart, all mine. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek, 'cause boy, I got a market. Ooh, so they can all back off, yeah, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got you listening, come on and show me what I'm missing. Yeah, if you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break, hey.
Dobie Buffaloes, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car 'cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Thank you.
dollar. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Yeah, sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. Teardrops fall. I tell the truth, step when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. Know, look at me, this tiny
many scars that you can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine, the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. Tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you've done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you took it done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you've done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I am strong and wise.
know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I wanna be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, heart puts a smile in my heart. Everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light. It's in my daughter's eyes. A reflection of who I am and what will be. And though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family, when I'm gone, I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there daughter's eyes.
Last night I dreamed you were back. Larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow. Sweeter than ever now, Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do.